Jesus and his disciples were spreading the good news about God's love everywhere they went. Large crowds began to follow him, wanting to hear his words. On a large grassy hill covered in wildflowers and trees, Jesus gathered people. He wanted them to know how much God loved them. He wanted to help them learn to live in God's way. Jesus knew that the people had worries. He wanted to comfort them and give them hope. Jesus looked at the people and said, "Don't worry so much about what you will eat or drink or what you will wear. Life is so much more than food, and the body is about more than clothes." The people looked confused. There were birds of all colors and sizes flying in the air and perched on branches in the trees. "Look," Jesus exclaimed, "look at the birds. They don't plant seeds, harvest the grain, and store it in barns, yet God provides for them. Aren't you worth more than the birds?" A few people started to respond, "But what do I, how will we?" He said, "Do you think you can add a single moment to your life by worrying about these things?" He continued, "And clothes. You do not need to worry about clothes. Look around at all the wildflowers in the fields. The flowers don't work, make clothes, and dress themselves. But look at all their colors and designs. Even King Solomon, in all his splendor, didn't look as fine and fancy as these flowers. Think about it. If God dresses up the grass in the field so beautifully, even though it's alive today and tomorrow is wilted, withered, and walked on, won't God do so much more for you? Sometimes you do not have faith in our God to take care of you." Jesus wasn't unfeeling. He knew that people were hungry and thirsty and poor, but he wanted to remind them how they could depend on God for their needs and how living in God's ways meant taking care of one another too. Jesus said, "So don't, but, or what do I, or how will we?" You don't need to worry. People who do not know or God worry about these things. Or God knows that you need to eat and drink and have clothes. Here's what you should spend your time and energy on. Seek God's kingdom, God's way of living and caring for one another. When we all do this, we will all have what we need to live.